Have you ever felt overwhelmed by the sheer volume of reading material piling up on your desk? You're not alone. In a world where information doubles every few years, the ability to read quickly and effectively has become a modern superpower. Breakthrough Rapid Reading by Peter Kump reveals techniques that have transformed ordinary readers into information processing machines. This isn't just another self-help book. It's the culmination of techniques developed by Evelyn Wood and refined through teaching thousands of students, including White House staff under multiple presidents. Even celebrities like Woody Allen have praised speed reading for revolutionizing their information consumption. What if you could triple your reading speed while improving comprehension? The techniques in this book have helped countless professionals reclaim hours of their lives while absorbing more information than ever before. Most people read at about 240 words per minute, but scattered throughout history are individuals who naturally read several times faster. Theodore Roosevelt devoured a book daily before breakfast. John F. Kennedy read at 1,200 words per minute. Thomas Wolfe set an ambitious goal to read through his local library, targeting 2 books daily regardless of comprehension. Through this very fast practice, he developed exceptional reading abilities. These natural speed readers don't consider their abilities unusual. One of Kump's 10th grade friends completed reading assignments in a third of the time while retaining more information. Samuel Johnson could read almost as fast as he could look at pages. What separates these exceptional readers from the rest of us? The answer lies in how they process information. Beginning readers see individual letters, L-O-O-K, taking about a quarter second per letter or 1 second per four-letter word, equating to just 60 words per minute. As readers develop, they learn to recognize whole words rather than individual letters, increasing speed to about 175 words per minute by sixth grade. With continued reading, speed naturally improves to around 240 words per minute. To read faster than this natural plateau, you must process multiple words per eye fixation. Seeing 2 words simultaneously enables 480 words per minute, with higher rates possible by processing more words at once. Just as you progressed from reading individual letters to whole words, you can learn to respond to groups of words through consistent practice. The distinction between slow and fast readers becomes clear when examining eye movements. Average readers move their eyes like a cursor, jumping word to word with quick returns to the left margin. Fast readers make fewer stops, seeing multiple words simultaneously. The fastest readers move their eyes diagonally down the page, appearing to read backwards at times, taking in the whole rather than examining each element sequentially. Would you believe your hand is the most powerful reading tool you possess? Despite expensive machines and software designed to increase reading speed, nothing outperforms this built-in accelerator. When reading, our eyes make jerky movements, needing to stop briefly, fixate, to register impressions. Traditional word-by-word reading yields about 240 words per minute because eyes require a quarter second per fixation. However, the average reader makes 10 to 11 regressions, looking back at words, per 100 words, reducing typical reading speed to about 215 words per minute. These regressions come in 2 forms: conscious ones, deliberately rereading for understanding, and unconscious ones, habitual eye movements formed when first learning to read. Eliminating unconscious regressions is the first step toward faster reading. The solution is remarkably simple. Use your index finger as a pacer beneath the text. This technique eliminates unconscious regressions and can increase reading speed by 10 to 20% immediately. Run your fingertip just under each line of text, lifting it at line's end and quickly returning to the next line. Though initially awkward, this technique quickly becomes automatic. When teaching President Nixon's staff, Patrick Buchanan, Nixon's speechwriter and later presidential candidate, completed 3 books during flights to and from Hawaii after just 4 lessons, despite missing one lesson and having limited practice time. The hand technique was crucial to his success. Numerous studies from Evelyn Wood Reading Dynamics confirm the hand's superiority to any non-hand method. Most students adapt within days, and if you use it for all daily reading during your practice period, you'll find it difficult to read without it. Even if you stop using your hand temporarily, the skills aren't lost. Studies show rates quickly improve once you resume pacing. Besides regression, sub-vocalization, saying words silently to yourself as you read, is another major cause of slow reading. Most people comprehend words both visually and through internal speech, but natural speed readers have developed the ability to simply see and understand, allowing them to read as fast as they can look at words. This process is similar to how we process road signs while driving. We don't need to say stop internally to understand and react to a stop sign. Subvocalizing progresses through three distinct stages. First, young readers may move their lips without sound, easily corrected by holding a pencil between the teeth or consciously keeping the lips still. Second, the voice box moves as though speaking, correctable with biofeedback but not truly problematic. This can be observed by lightly touching your throat while reading. Finally, most readers silently hear words in their mind without physical movement, which is the most common form of subvocalization among adult readers. Though some teachers claim to eliminate subvocalization completely, focusing on it often reduces comprehension. The goal isn't complete elimination, but reading faster than you can subvocalize every word. For example, while you might normally read and subvocalize at 250 to 300 words per minute, pushing yourself to read at 400 to 500 words per minute forces your brain to process groups of words visually. This creates a distinctly different sensation with much less subvocalization. Initially, this may feel empty or insecure until comfort develops through practice, similar to learning to ride a bicycle without training wheels. When reading at higher speeds, your brain processes information differently, receiving visual signals from seeing words, but fewer audio signals from mental vocalization. This dual-channel processing shifts toward primarily visual processing as reading speed increases, which explains the initial discomfort but eventually becomes natural. Think of it like watching a foreign film. Initially, you might struggle to read subtitles while watching the action, but with practice, you process both simultaneously without conscious effort. Just as a blind person discerns more information from sounds than sighted people, skilled readers extract more information from the same words in less time. The secret to effective drilling is going faster than you can subvocalize all words while still seeing everything. This requires practicing at speeds beyond your comfort zone, essentially putting earplugs on your mental hearing to force your visual processing to improve. Start with familiar material at 25% above your comfortable reading speed, gradually increasing as your visual processing strengthens. Many readers find success by using a pacer, finger, or pen to push their pace beyond their subvocalization speed, creating a new rhythm of visual processing that becomes more natural with practice. Understanding that temporary comprehension drops are normal during this transition helps readers persist through the uncomfortable phase. With consistent practice, most readers can double their reading speed while maintaining good comprehension, as their brains adapt to this more efficient processing method. Unlike previous speed reading methods that taught reading multiple words along a line, Evelyn Wood discovered naturally fast readers process groups of words that include text above and below the current line. This out-of-word order reading resembles viewing a picture. You focus on parts while your mind integrates the whole. The first step toward reading groups of words is a technique called circling, making rapid small circles with your index finger while moving across one line, then dropping down three lines and circling quickly back from right to left. This fast movement attracts your eyes to see through your fingers, capturing multiple lines simultaneously. As you develop perception at higher reading speeds, you'll progress through five levels. 1. Recognizing words. 2. Seeing isolated phrases jumping out. 3. Grasping meaning intermittently. 4. Following the bare storyline or main points. And finally, understanding what you're reading while reading, even if recall comes with more practice. Beyond circling, several other hand movements enhance visual reading. 1. Underlining, using your index finger to trace under each line of text. 2. Dusting, placing your relaxed hand under the top line with fingers slightly spread, then brushing your fingers quickly from side to side while slowly pulling your hand down the page. 3. Slashing, creating a Z pattern across the page, moving your middle finger from left to right, then switching to your index finger and slashing diagonally down from right to left, covering 4 to 5 lines at once. 4. Crisscrossing, following an X pattern across the page, with your middle finger moving from left to right while moving downward several lines, then your index finger moving from right to left, also on a downward diagonal. 5. Paragraphing, underlining the first line of a paragraph, then dropping down 3 or more lines in the margin before sweeping back to the left side. Different hand movements not only add variety, but can significantly improve comprehension. Sometimes changing your technique can suddenly unlock better understanding when struggling with difficult material. To become a more efficient reader, you must vary your reading techniques according to your purpose. Most people fail to adjust their approach based on why they're reading something, which limits their effectiveness. This one-size-fits-all approach often results in wasted time and reduced comprehension. Reading purposes vary enormously, each demanding different strategies and levels of attention. A business management textbook chapter might require responsible reading where you must understand new concepts, recall examples, and prepare for a quiz. Graduate seminars require understanding the thesis and main ideas rather than memorizing details. When reading for enjoyment, such as a novel or magazine article, your only goal is to become involved with no need to remember anything you don't wish to. Technical manuals require yet another approach, focusing on procedural details and specific instructions. A stockbroker named John from Donaldson, Lufkin, and Jenrette discovered that determining his reading purpose was revolutionary. Despite his elite education from Harvard Business School, he found that by carefully deciding his purpose before reading, he saved tremendous time. Not only did he double his reading rate, but by being selective about what required careful attention, he effectively read 5 times faster than before. He developed specific strategies for different materials: skimming financial reports for key metrics, deep reading analysis pieces, and quick scanning of market updates. Good reading isn't just faster reading, it's smarter reading. Knowing when to speed up, slow down, what to read carefully, and what to skim makes you an efficient reader. For instance, when reading a newspaper, you might skim headlines and first paragraphs quickly, only slowing down for articles directly relevant to your interests or needs. The more specific your purpose, the more efficiently you can read. Before starting any reading task, determine what level of information you need. 1. Understanding the work's thesis or main idea, suitable for overview reading. 2. Learning the main point of each chapter, perfect for research preparation. 3. Covering main points of sections within chapters, ideal for exam preparation. 4. Examining main points of most paragraphs, necessary for detailed analysis. 5. Memorizing details within paragraphs, crucial for technical or procedural content. For textbook assignments, start with chapter summaries, vocabulary lists, or end-of-chapter questions as guides. These tools provide a framework for understanding what's important. Consider what kind of questions your teacher typically asks: details, concepts, problem solving. If you were writing the quiz, what would you include? For example, in a history class, dates and specific events might be crucial, while in philosophy, understanding concepts and arguments might be more important. Different reading materials require different approaches. News articles are typically structured with the most important information first, inverted pyramid style, while academic papers often build arguments gradually. Technical manuals require careful attention to detail and sequential reading, while novels can be read more fluidly. Understanding these structures helps you adjust your reading strategy appropriately. 4 distinct reading methods exist, each serving specific purposes and situations. 1. linear reading, the traditional word-by-word, line-by-line approach taught in schools. This method is effective up to 800 words per minute and remains crucial for detailed analysis, technical material, and legal documents. It's particularly useful when precision and complete understanding are essential, such as when reading contracts or scientific papers. 2. Skimming. Selective linear reading of pre-selected paragraphs, focusing on topic sentences, key phrases, and conclusions. This technique involves reading about 70% of the text while maintaining 80 to 90% comprehension. Effective skimming requires understanding document structure and recognizing signpost words that indicate important information. 3. Scanning. A systematic examination of material to locate specific information, like finding a name in a directory or a date in a historical text. This technique involves rapid eye movement across the page, looking for particular words, phrases, or numbers. Successful scanning relies on clear search objectives and pattern recognition. 4. Visual reading. An advanced technique reading word groups in non-linear patterns, effective for rates over 1,000 words per minute. This approach involves perceiving multiple words simultaneously in various patterns, vertical, diagonal, or circular. It requires significant practice, but can dramatically increase reading speed while maintaining comprehension. For fiction reading, which typically lacks obvious structure beyond chapters and paragraph breaks, strategic previewing serves multiple purposes. Preview at least 50 pages using the dusting hand movement, 3 seconds per page, to identify main characters and their relationships, setting details and time period, writing style and language complexity, balance between description and dialogue, plot setup and initial conflict. Creating a cast of characters during preview is especially valuable for complex novels or series. Note not just names, but also key relationships, roles, and distinguishing characteristics. This framework becomes increasingly valuable as the story develops, particularly in works with large character ensembles or intricate plot lines. For nonfiction material, understanding the three-part structure, introduction, development, and conclusion, enables efficient information extraction. Each section serves specific purposes. Introduction presents main ideas, thesis statements, and chapter roadmap. Development contains supporting evidence, examples, and detailed arguments. Conclusion summarizes key points and implications. When time is limited, focus on 1. Table of contents and index. 2. Chapter summaries. 3. First and last paragraphs of each chapter. 4. Section headings and subheadings. 5. Graphics, charts, and call-out boxes. News articles follow an inverted pyramid structure, with information arranged in decreasing order of importance. This structure allows readers to grasp the essential story elements in the first paragraph, understand key details in the following 2 to 3 paragraphs, access supporting information and background in later paragraphs, make informed decisions about reading depth based on interest and time constraints. An efficient reader adapts these approaches based on material type, purpose, and time constraints. The key is developing flexibility to switch between methods as needed, matching the reading technique to the specific task at hand. Most people fail to remember information because they don't decide to remember it at the crucial moment, when first encountering it. The decision to remember what you've read must happen before reading, not when trying to recall it later. 3 steps improve retention. 1. Decide what to remember. Select specific information based on your purpose. 2. Organize creatively. Well-organized information is easier to recall. Identify the central theme, then categorize information, limiting categories to 4 to 5 items for easier recall. A shopping list example demonstrates how organizing 19 random items into categories, produce, dairy, meats, makes them more manageable and memorable. 3. Associate information dramatically. Connect new information with what you already know. The more meaningful these associations, the easier recall becomes. While most people can't remember what they did on a random date, they vividly recall where they were during major historical events because those experiences are meaningfully connected to something significant. William James noted that memory improvement depends on how you record information. Use odd lot quantities, groups of three or five when organizing, as they're easier to remember than even numbers. Enumeration helps. Noting five ways to do something gives you an association point. The magic line technique provides a simple way to enhance recall. Draw a diagonal line on blank paper, then write the passage's main idea in as few words as possible without looking back at the text. Add details on branches running alternately upward, creating a tree-like structure. This visual recall pattern makes information easier to remember than standard prose or outlines. Beyond diagonal patterns, several other formats prove useful. Circular patterns work well for fiction by showing character relationships. Linear patterns suit scientific or business materials with logical progression. Picture patterns create visual representations related to the content, and random patterns, being the most creative, often prove most effective for memory retention. For readers who encounter challenging texts, specific techniques can break through comprehension barriers. These methods work for difficult books, academic articles, technical manuals, and even standardized tests with complex reading passages. The difficulty typically stems from abstract language, unfamiliar subject matter, poor writing structure, dense technical terminology, or complex theoretical concepts. When tackling unfamiliar subjects, immerse yourself through multiple short study sessions spread over time. Your brain needs opportunities to process new concepts through a technique called spaced repetition. For example, instead of studying a complex physics text for 4 hours straight, break it into 6 40-minute sessions over 3 days. If under time pressure, try alternating 1 to 2 hour study periods with 30-minute naps to allow mental consolidation. This approach has proven particularly effective for medical students learning anatomy or law students studying case law. For abstract content, analyze the relationships between sentences using your knowledge of signal words and generality levels. Every sentence can be assigned a grade indicating its level of abstraction or specificity. The topic sentence, usually first, receives a grade of 1 as the most general statement. Subsequent sentences either provide more detail about the topic sentence, grade 2, or elaborate on the immediately preceding sentence, moving to grade 3 or higher. For instance, in a philosophy text, the first sentence might introduce the concept of existentialism, grade 1, followed by its key principles, grade 2, and then specific examples from philosophers' works. To determine which previous sentence a new sentence refers to, ask yourself what word or phrase in the current sentence connects back to something in an earlier sentence. This connection might be through pronouns, its, referring back to coat, repeated words, synonyms, or thematic links. Consider highlighting these connections using different colors or creating simple diagrams showing how ideas flow from one sentence to the next. By tracking these connections and diagramming sentence relationships, readers can analyze difficult passages and use more specific statements to help understand abstract ones. For standardized tests with reading comprehension questions, follow this strategic approach. First, quickly preview the entire passage, 60 to 90 seconds, noting section headings and topic sentences. Then, read it completely for understanding at a moderate pace, marking key transitions and main ideas. Next, analyze it by noting signal words and sentence relationships, creating a mental map of the passage's structure. Finally, review the whole passage to consolidate your understanding, paying special attention to the author's tone and purpose. This structured approach creates a mental filing system that significantly improves recall when answering questions, typically raising comprehension scores by 15-20%. When dealing with technical material, create a personal glossary of unfamiliar terms and concepts. Cross-reference these with simpler explanations from other sources and practice explaining complex ideas in your own words. This technique, known as the Feynman method, helps identify gaps in understanding and strengthens long-term retention. Though you've reached the end of this course, it's really just the beginning. If you've completed all exercises, you've undoubtedly improved your reading skills significantly. The challenge now is maintaining and improving these gains through lifetime habits. To cement your new techniques, establish a 6-month plan with regular reading times, perhaps 30 minutes 3 times weekly, or utilizing every spare 15 minutes with reading materials always at hand. Create a prioritized reading list focusing on what's most vital. Include forced reading drills to develop the habit of consuming books in single sittings. What begins as practice will soon become genuine reading. Theodore Roosevelt read a book daily before breakfast, and Senator William Proxmire reportedly read one during his lunch hour. Developing such a habit, even if it's just a book weekly, is immensely valuable. Start with short novels, practicing reading an entire book in a single session, gradually working up to longer works. Alan Lakin suggests using those lost 10-15-minute periods throughout your day to chip away at ambitious reading goals. Most of us waste time reading material of little significance to our work or personal satisfaction. Creating a prioritized reading list helps focus your efforts on what truly matters. Try making a list of books you'd most want to read if you had only months to live, and update it every 6 months. Start with a manageable list of 6 books rather than an overwhelming one. Always determine your reading purpose before starting. Be ruthless in evaluating what's worth your irreplaceable time. Consistently use your hand as a pacer. Remember to do written recall whenever you need to remember concept. This simple technique is remarkably effective. The world of books offers pleasures and delights equally available to all who partake. With these techniques, you'll navigate the daily flood of over 1 million words with ease, joining the ranks of the world's fastest readers. Your journey to information mastery has just begun.